University of Washington doctors are seen here doing heart surgery using catheters. These long tubes reach into the heart and allow doctors to perform non-invasive heart surgery. Dr. Mark Ryson is better at it now that he gets to practice by using an exact 3D model of this heart created by 3D printers using ultrasound scans.
So what this allows us to do, these 3D prints, is it allows us to physically see the heart and then to understand the nuances of the anatomy, both the anatomy itself, but also how the anatomy within the heart is related to other structures.
Dimitri Levin feeds ultrasound data into a 3D printer that creates a model accurately and quickly.
One of the huge advantages is a turnaround time. So the time between when I get the data set and when I deliver the model could be cut down tremendously into hours instead of days.
Quick turnaround allows Ryson to plan his surgery in ways he's never been able to before.
In the types of procedures that I do, I think what it does is it gives me an opportunity to rehearse the procedure beforehand, which is very, very powerful. Because as opposed to me doing these procedures and engaging the various valves for the first time when I'm doing it on a patient, I could actually practice that outside the patient.
Recent studies show that most aortic valve surgeries are done via catheter than by more dangerous open-heart surgery. Kevin Enix, VOA News.